Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host, at least for a few moments here, Mark Holland, as Paul Grant is geared up and ready to talk more about the Kingdom Builders event coming up March 8th and some of the biblical foundation for Kingdom Builders and for small businesses. Mr. Grant.
Yeah, well, so just for a small moment, you said, so that implies that I'm going to talk the whole time. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Hard to get a word in edgewise.
Okay, well.
Okay. You got a lot of passion for this subject.
Well, I do, and that's really what propels me to have this entire event is that I am passionate. I'm passionate about helping small business owners discover their calling in God, discover that they can succeed in business, and that I really want to help small business owners get inspired that we can do this. We can do this journey. We can do this journey together of what? Well, two things. And number one, of being a believer. And that's hard enough in and of itself. It's hard enough to be a believer nowadays, but also it's really hard being a small business owner, and that has challenges in and of itself.
But that's the backbone of our economy is the small business.
Yeah,
owner.
It really is. You're absolutely right. Without small businesses, this country would really be in some bad shape financially. It's really easy to look at maybe the S&P 500, which are just the 500 biggest companies out on the stock market. And so it's easy to look at what is being publicly traded. But without the small mom and pop shops, without the ingenuity, without the fervor and energy that small business owners bring to the table to make this economy crank, we would be in dire straits. Mm. Our economy would just plummet. Okay, I won't go there. I was going to say that it's really hard in Washington to be a small business owner. Mm. We're taxed excessively, and it's really not a super friendly place as far as a state to run small businesses. Mm. So not only do we have Christianity coming at us, which is a journey in and of itself, which can be difficult, right? It's difficult to be transformed into the beauty of Jesus Christ, because I hope that that is your greatest desire. Is that we allow the word to take effect and root in our own lives, that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind into the image of Jesus Christ. So that's our Christian journey. That's not easy. And then number two, we've got small business sitting around us with all of its challenges, just trying to get business, trying to think of how do I expand business? When's the right time to hire somebody? How do I make sure that the taxes are being paid? All the regulations and duties that we have to do around small business owners. I think a lot of small business owners go into into owning businesses thinking that, well, I'm just going to start a landscaping business because I'm a really good landscaper. And all of a sudden, it's like, dang, I got to do taxes. I'm supposed to advertise. I need to hire somebody. How do I even hire somebody? And the list could go on and on with the things that come at us that are simply not within our gifting and within our skill. That's not why you started a landscaping business. I didn't start a law office so that I could sit around and do my own bookkeeping. But yet, that's a part of running your own business, is you got to do the bookkeeping. If you don't invoice somebody, it's really hard to get paid. So then you're just doing stuff for free. So there's a lot of practical issues in running a business that are very difficult. And so you said, Mark, that I'm passionate about this stuff. I am. I'm passionate about taking both of these things and blending them together to encourage Christian business owners, or if you are thinking about starting a business, if you want to get encouraged that you can do this journey of starting a small business, you have an idea and it's been put on the shelf. As a matter of fact, I think that there's people out there where you were given an idea years ago, and for one reason or another, and oftentimes it's it's just simply out of fear, or it's, I just don't know what to do first. Well, here you go. Here's your first step. Block off your calendar. If you're working, go to your boss and tell him you need a day off and scratch out Friday, March 8th. Okay, that's going to be an all-day Kingdom Builder session. We're going to start at 9 a.m., go to 4, and that is specifically designed around small business owners to where we can inspire you with biblical concepts and encouragement as walking this journey as believers plus business owners. And so I need you to go over to legacyandfaith.com. Head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, and register for that all-day event. And in addition to that, we're going to have a free concert with Clark Beckham. He's an American Idol finalist from a couple of years ago, and he's going to be speaking at the Kingdom Builders session during the day, but then he's also going to be giving a free concert at 7 p.m., open to everybody. So free. Did you catch that word? So it's free, which means that there's no cost to actually come and listen to a dynamic artist who loves God. So come on out. Come on out for the full day session if you're a business owner. Go have some dinner. Grab your family and come back to the free concert with Clark Beckham. Or if you don't attend and you want to just hear Clark, come on out, please. It's going to be a great evening. But there's people out there who need to attend this. There's business owners. Take a day for yourself. Take a day to get encouraged with biblical concepts. Get encouraged as a man or a woman of God so that we can take and get reinvigorated with this journey of Christianity and how it applies to our businesses. Or those of you who know you should be doing this, then come on out and learn. So that's my encouragement. I am passionate about this. This is really something I love to blend together. And so, but for the rest of our time today, what I want to do is I want to give you a little bit of a glimpse of some things that may be talked about at Kingdom Builders, just to maybe whet your whistle a little bit more. What's going to be better is that as we head out of break, we're going to play some Clark Beckham. And man, I tell you, if I can't grab you, then he will. So I want to look a little bit at the Good Samaritan here today. Now, I've said in past shows that whenever I'm reading the word, just because it's the way that my brain functions, I look at things from a business perspective. So I'm going to walk through a very, very well-known parable, which is the Good Samaritan, but I'm going to put a little bit of a twist. I'm going to look at one of the characters in this story that you may have not ever looked at before, that we may have just passed over, but I want to bring attention to him today and bring attention to why Jesus may even have this in the story. So the story starts, and I'm going to be using Luke, Luke 10, and it starts in 25, and it says, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up, and wanting to tempt Jesus, he said, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Now, all right, that doesn't look good, because if you remember correctly, I'm an attorney, correct? So this is a really bad gig for attorneys. So here the lawyer is standing up trying to tempt Jesus, trying to trap him with his great philosophy and his smarts. Okay. Now, Jesus said, "Well, what's written in the law?" I love Jesus. It's so fabulous. What does he do? He goes, "Well, okay, you're an attorney, so tell me, what does the law say, Mr. Smarty Pants?" And the lawyer actually answers properly. He says, "Well, it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Oh, the guy was dead on. He's a smart guy. So we have the lawyer actually answering properly. Well, sometimes that's a miracle in and of itself, but we'll skip past that. And Jesus said, "Hey, you're right. Yep, do this and you shall live." But no, it wasn't good enough for the attorney. He has to try to justify himself. So he goes, "Well, but who's my neighbor? So I get thee. I know how to love the Lord my God. I get that because I'm a good Jewish boy. And I've been taught that from day one, how to love my God. But here we go, Jesus. What does it really mean to love my neighbor? So what do you think about that?" Well, Jesus then says, "Well, a certain man came out of Jericho I'm not going to read the whole story, but in essence, we have a couple characters that are coming down, in essence, from the synagogue, and it's up on top of a hill, and it's a road that comes downhill, and at the bottom of the hill, we find someone who was beaten by robbers, and he's laying in the middle of the road, obviously passed out, because we have three different characters who pass him by until the third one actually takes him up and helps him. So he's been beaten, he's bleeding, he needs assistance. So he was stripped, he was wounded, and left him half dead. Then, a priest in verse 31 first comes down, and he saw him, and he passed on the other side. Now notice what the priest did. He actually went around the man. So imagine going all the way around this wounded person so that I don't even get close to him. It's like that dude is hurt. I'm not supposed to touch him. There's blood. I don't like blood. I'll pass out. But I'm not supposed to touch blood because I'm a priest. And all of the do's and don'ts made him not just pass by, but actually go all the way around him, get as far away as possible. Well, then a Levite came. And he likewise came, and at least he looked at him, okay? So the priest, he just saw him. So he saw him and went around. But now the Levite, he stops, and the scripture says he looked at him. So in other words, he stopped and he looked. He gazed at him. Okay, that's a step up from just seeing an accident and driving by as quick as possible, at least. But he likewise went all the way around. He passed by him. Okay, he passed on the other side as well. But then a Samaritan, the most unlikely of heroes, actually comes. And he came to where he was. Okay, now the first one says that the priest just passed by. The second one said he was at the place. And this third one says he came to where he was. He went to him. And when he saw him, he had compassion. Okay, so we can stop and just take a moment and say, are we looking at our fellow man with compassion? Because that's what Jesus looked upon people as. Compassion needs to be a part of who we are because it reflects and manifests the character of Jesus Christ. So number one, are we compassionate? And so the Samaritan went to him. He bound up his wounds, poured oil and wine on him, and set him on his own beast, probably his own donkey, and he carried him to an inn. I think we know from Bible school, from listening to other people talk, that this is an image of Jesus. He took the oil, he took the wine, right? So he blessed him with the Holy Spirit. He bandaged him up. In other words, those are often things that we hear as the discussion points and how good he was and how compassionate he was. And oftentimes we hear this message wrapped around being compassionate, which is good, which is helping others, which is good, which is that Jesus came and this is what he did for mankind. That's all correct and it's all good. But I'm going to give us a different perspective as we head out of break. So right now we're going to walk into break. When I come back, I'm going to introduce you to a new character that I think a lot of people miss. And so we're talking about kingdom builders here. We're going to be having kingdom builders, which is a one-day event to inspire business owners to use biblical principles to build their business, to inspire you to walk this journey of Christianity and owning businesses. Plus, we're going to be having Clark Beckham with a free evening concert open to everybody. But we need you to register. So I need you to go to legacyandfaith.com and register, whether it's for the full business session or whether it's for the free evening concert open to everybody. We really need you to go to legacyandfaith.com and register for these events. And as a matter of fact, we're going to play a little bit of Clark Beckham on the backside of a coming out of break.
Yes, we will hear some of Clark Beckham see what he sounded like when he was an American Idol finalist.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
Coming up next.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show on KCIS. The Legacy and Faith Show is again hosting its annual Kingdom Builders Conference on Friday, March 8th, with special guest from American Idol, Clark Beckham.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Clark will be speaking throughout the conference and will also host an evening of worship and music. Kingdom Builders is a time to encourage business owners with biblical truths to make a lasting impact in their business. So join us on Friday, March 8th with Clark Beckham at Mill Creek Foursquare Church. To register or for more information about this free seminar or the free evening concert with Clark Beckham, go to legacyandfaith.com. That's legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
A little bit of what Clark Beckham sounded like as he was a finalist on the American Idol event from a couple of years ago. And Clark is going to be at the Kingdom Builders event here on March 8th. And we're kind of getting some spiritual foundation for Kingdom Builders and Paul Grant's ministry. Looking this week at the story of the Good Samaritan.
Yeah, so I'm going to play off of the Kingdom Builders. So Clark is going to be speaking during the business sessions, but he's going to be having that free evening concert at 7 o'clock. All are welcome to that evening session, but just head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, to register, whether it's for the all-day session or whether it's for the free concert, whether it's both. So we really encourage you to come out. I met Clark about 6 months ago and have been in communication with him as we've gone through this event, planning this event. And I'm just here to tell you, he's great. He's a phenomenal artist. But more than that, he truly loves Jesus Christ. He truly wants to be impactful in this world. So he's going to have a lot to say with Kingdom Builders. And it's just going to be a flat out fun evening to listen to his concert. So come on out, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, register for these events. So we've been talking about the Good Samaritan. We kind of got to the place of the story where most people focus their attention. So I want to pick up from after the Good Samaritan bandages up this wounded person, and he puts him on what we believe is probably his mule or his donkey, and he takes him to an inn. So now I want to introduce to you the innkeeper. See, I think that most of the time we skip over the perspective of the innkeeper. See, the perspective of the innkeeper is this, is that imagine that you own that hotel. So it's just a hotel. And imagine that you are sitting around drinking your evening coffee because you got to keep your doors open and you got to make sure that no late travelers come in. And all of a sudden the door rings, because even back then they had little bells on their doors to let people know that somebody walked in, right? So now the bell rings and in comes a person. Now, what is the innkeeper's job? Well, he would greet them. Hey, how you doing this evening? How can I help you? Well, I've got somebody who's wounded sitting on my donkey and I need you to take care of him. Well, you know, this isn't a hospital. You know, the Good Samaritan Hospital is just down the road. We named it right after you already. And so the Good Samaritan Hospital is down the road. I think that's probably a better place for him because, you know, I'm just an innkeeper. I provide beds and we're kind of like a bed and breakfast. So we do breakfast in the morning, but we don't do lunch. That's kind of our gig. We really don't do wounded. So you may want to go to a different place. Well, what was the response? Well, the response was, well, I'm going to take out some money and I'm going to put it on the table. Okay, stop. For a business owner, does that grab your attention when somebody pulls money out and puts it on the table? Yes, it does, because that's why you are in business. You are in business so that someone will pay you. Okay? You don't do it for free. You run a business to make a profit. Oh, such a horrible word in Christianity, prophet. Imagine it. The travesty of making a prophet. Okay, so what did this good Samaritan, what was the language he spoke to the innkeeper? Here is what I'm going to pay you. And obviously that was enough because as the story, I'm just imagining that when the money went down, when the 2 pence went down on the table, the eyes went a little bit bigger. And this is the thought process. Well, I don't do hospital. I don't do taking care of. I do breakfast. But for that, I'll change my game plan. And I'll do hospital. I'll do taking care of because that was enough to do it. But that's probably enough to do tonight. So what happens when you're going to take off here? Well, I've got a solution, says the Good Samaritan. You take care of him. And whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you. So in other words, there was a clear bartering system here. Can you imagine that? That the Good Samaritan actually represents Jesus and he's bartering with good business to say, hey, I know that you're in this for profit. See, what Jesus didn't do, he didn't say that the story like this. Because I think sometimes we interpret Christianity or owning business in this manner, or even having some extra money in this manner, which is Jesus walked into the inn and he said, hey, I've been a good Samaritan. As a matter of fact, there's going to be stories told about me forever. And so I am so good. What I want you to do is I want you to emulate exactly what I did. Mr. Innkeeper, I want you to give me a bed. I want you to then take your own time and energy, and I want you to disassociate from your business of earning money in the inn, and I want you to actually spend your own time, your own energy, sacrifice your family, sacrifice your finances, and I want you to take care of this guy because that's what I did. That's not the storyline. But yet in Christianity, sometimes we get into that type of thinking that that's how we are treated by God. Which is, come, and I want you to sacrifice everything, and there's no return except that you get goosebumps. I'm going to give you peace, and I'm going to give you a good feeling. That is not our God. This is a clear storyline from a business owner's perspective. See, we need to look at the innkeeper, but he's been a long neglected party to this story. We skip over him. See, we could have just ended the story, by the way, the verse before. And we would have all been satisfied with going, oh, what a great person the Good Samaritan is. We could have stopped the story by saying he bandaged him up. He took him up on his donkey and he got him to a safe place where he could be taken care of. And we could have ended the story. Well, why didn't Jesus end the story there? There has to be a purpose. Jesus wasn't just wasting hot air. He was telling us principles of the kingdom of God that we need to be cognizant of, aware of. See, I think sometimes, and trust you me, I fall into the same trap, which is we go through a storyline, and instead of stopping and really imagining all the different people in the story, we skip over things very quickly because we're so used to it. See, if you've been a Christian for any period of time, you've already predetermined what that story is supposed to say to you. Because we've heard it preached, we've read it, heck, we might have even gone on Google and Googled something about it, because Google's always right. And I think sometimes what we need to do is we need to step back and relook at the scripture afresh and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a fresh perspective. Look at each character, and why is that in the storyline? We need to be inquisitive. We need to ask questions. And so we could have stopped the story. Jesus could have stopped the story and everyone would have been singing the praises of the Good Samaritan just like we do today. And it's not the fact that the Good Samaritan gave his money away in addition to already helping him, but it's the fact that there is a innkeeper in this story. And the innkeeper was not taken advantage of. Do you know God does not want to take advantage of you? Business owners, you need to hear this loud and clear. You are not just to be making money to be taken advantage of. See, I talked about the story of Peter going fishing and pulling up the coin in the mouth. And I said, we need to have a dual vision. We need to have a kingdom vision and a personal vision. God wants to bless you, business owners. It's okay to be in business for profit, just like this innkeeper was. And Jesus is going to come back and say, keep going strong in whatever you spend. I'm going to come back and I'm going to repay. I am going to make sure that when you are on target, when you are on vision, when you are on purpose, for my purposes, for my kingdom's sake, I am going to make sure that you have more than enough. And I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of that bill for you. So we need to develop a dual vision. And we need to understand that the storyline wasn't just about the innkeeper giving away his services, but it was that he was expected to receive from God. And so I hope this has been an encouraging message. I hope it gave you a little bit of a different perspective on this story today. Come on out to Kingdom Builders. If you're a business owner and want to be inspired with biblical truths, if you want to be inspired on how to walk this journey as Christians and yet still continue in business, come on out to Kingdom Builders. It's going to be Friday, March 8th, being hosted, generously hosted by Mill Creek Foursquare. Thank you, Mill Creek Foursquare. And it's going to be from 9 to 4, and then we're going to have a free concert with Clark Beckham. So come on out. That free concert is open to everybody. Register for either the full day session or for the concert. We need you to register, please. Head over to legacyandfaith.com to register for all day conference or for the free evening concert with Clark Beckham. Head over to legacyandfaith.com.
This has been the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.